This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Noon at the tone. Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It's your Sports Bros. Rob and Sook. I'm Rob.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there.
Right back
here.
You know.
We're having quite a show. See my genius.
Covering so much sports.
Well, blowing out the hot five at five is perfect. For more ITN. For those of you that want more ITN, you get it.
And who doesn't?
Because we just gave you an extra ITN segment just for the hell of it.
Yeah. And now it's 5:09 and no one, you know.
And yeah, and now we don't have anything we have to get to, so we're back on track.
Look at us.
It's genius. It's damned genius. Now, our boss...
Cheating the other guy and passing the savings on to you.
Yeah, so if you're Hot 5 at 5 guy, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Maybe find another show. But... Our boss is probably rolling over in his grave. Although I haven't heard from him. I'm a little surprised.
Well, I think he's road tripping.
Oh, is he gone already?
Yeah, he left. He's out.
Well, their house was... Well, I don't want to...
They sold the house.
I don't know that that's true. But I haven't heard. I should check it.
He told me it was sold.
Yeah. When?
At the party.
Yeah, no. No, that fell through.
Oh, there was a kerfuffle.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, real estate's tough right now.
Yeah, it is.
You know, people are...
well, it's expensive and interest rates and, you know...
Well, and people are being weird. They don't understand what's going on with the world and the markets.
I don't think anyone understands what's going on with the world.
No, I don't even think our president understands.
Every day you wake up and there's just a... John Mulaney does a bit once where he talked about this is like having a horse in a hospital. No one knows what the horse is going to do. Nobody. It's unpredictable.
Yeah, so everybody's just kind of frozen. I think we're all frozen right now. It's like,
Yeah, the missus
should I put in an offer?
The missus like a year ago wanted to move over to Portland, and then we kind of looked at it. We're like, you know what? Let's just we're not going anywhere. Stay right where we're at.
I think buyers are waiting to see if the bottom drops out.
Yeah,
and then sellers are like, I don't know how many sellers are out. I don't know how much is on the market, but if I'm a seller, I'm like trying to get it off the off my plate before the bottom drops out.
My friend has been staring at the Ritz condos, and he's just watching them just plummet.
How much are those?
Well, they started at one thing, and they're not there anymore. And now the building looks like it's going to get foreclosed upon.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like the Ritz is going to close?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the guy that the company that owns it, their debt is like the major investor. I'd say it's like $600 million, and they said that the best bet at this point is to sell it for scrap, break it off into pieces. So. They're not sure what if the Ritz name is going to get taken off of it, but pretty soon we may be we may have the proud distinction of being the only place that like shut down a Ritz.
Well, That's so, kind of predictable, though.
Well,
the Ritz doesn't really fit Portland.
Well, it did years ago, but they started building it, and then COVID hit, and then we tried to burn the city down.
I don't know. I don't think of... Like, when I think of Portland, I can't tell you how many things I think of before I think of a Ritz-Carlton.
So, like, the first, you know, the first handful of whatever, 30 floors or hotel, and then the rest of them are condos. And the number of condos they've sold are shockingly small, like, alarming. Like, single digit.
Yeah.
It's not good.
This says that, so AI, I just Googled that, and AI said, it's not closing. However, the building, which includes the hotel along with residential and office spaces, is facing foreclosure due to financial struggles.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that bar.
Yeah. It's a good bar.
They have some great cocktails in there.
But I got a buddy of mine that's just been like.
The downstairs one.
He's been watching that thing for like a year and a half, just like, come on.
There's also an upstairs bar.
Dip it. Yeah. The upstairs one has a nice view.
Yeah, but the downstairs one, I went in there for Christmas.
Well, now
and
they've
my
got.
My God, they had delightful cocktails.
Well, now there's a whole.
Of course, they were like $25.
I know. They did a whole. They've got like a food cart pod now.
Do they?
Yeah, they opened up a bunch of.
That's more like it.
Yeah,
in Portland,
they're not food carts, but they're it's indoor food cart esque. There's little restaurants. There's like 10 of them in the bottom half of that now. So they're trying to do anything to
let's
get people,
buy it.
They're trying to get anyone to come there.
You want to buy it?
Well, look, they've dropped some of the condos have dropped several hundreds of thousands.
No,
of
no
dollars.
Let's buy the building.
Oh, that might be it. You got $600 million?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Couple more years.
Well, I thought we were buying that ski resort. I thought we were buying a mountain with a Saatchi.
Oh, you know. That fell through.
Yeah, it fell through. Timber, what was that, Timberline?
No, it was Mount Bachelor.
Mount Bachelor.
I didn't get it.
Well, now you got money to buy the Ritz.
All right, so now, okay, so I have hockey items for you.
Ooh.
Because I know you like hockey.
Love hockey.
There was big hockey news today.
There was a great game last night.
Oh, well, who cares about that?
Well, that Edmonton-Vegas series is going to be fantastic.
And my Jets are playing tonight.
Your Winnipeg Jets.
I'd like to talk about Winnipeg. We'll also talk about what the hell's in the water at PNC Park where the Pirates play.
Good Lord.
Wild stuff is going on there.
Yeah. Dude, that video is insane.
Now, coming up tonight in the club, 6 to 7, we have to talk about the conclave. It has begun. Mm-hmm. And I have great news for you follically challenged men. And it's interesting that Will is in today.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Buck's receding.
Can we talk about that? Buck is.
You think he needs to shave?
Buck's holding on to
this is so mean.
No,
I know what you're about to do.
No, I just look. We
I don't think he's at shave head territory, but I mean, it's certainly receding.
Look, Buck wears a hat every day, and we know why Buck wears a hat every day.
Not every day.
I think when Buck doesn't wear a hat, I think it's because he's got a lot of time. I'll bet you. The average time that Buck, when he doesn't go hat, I'll bet you that's a 45-minute procedure to get that hair to where he feels comfortable going out. It's borderline. We got a couple people at the fan, couple hosts that it
who else are you talking
this
about?
This is mean.
It's not mean.
Yes,
it's the
it
reality.
Is.
Who are you talking about?
Dirt.
Oh.
And his
I thought he was shaved head.
It's no. He's gone short, but it's him and Buckley both are in dangerous territory.
Look at you.
And I've been there. It's hard. It's hard to, like, Will had to face it.
That's why this is mean. Just let him do it, man.
No,
nothing
because sometimes.
Sucks more than losing
your own journey.
Sometimes you have to hold someone's hand and tell them it's going to be okay.
Yeah, but you're waterboarding them right now, saying they need to go bald.
No. Me and Buck one day need to sit down, have some beers, and just be like, look, it's time for some hard truths. I had to have it. I had to have it with a buddy of mine. Will knows the friend of mine. I had to sit down with him.
Oh,
be like,
yeah.
I had to sit down with him. See?
His hair was bad then,
yeah.
Too. Look, now you've got me into it. Now I'm doing it
See?
To the poor non-balls.
And what did he do? He shaved it. Sometimes someone has to have the balls. Someone has to have the Halliburtons. To go to someone and be like, we're going to get through this together and it's going to be okay.
Why are you the keeper of other people's hair? Who makes you... What are you playing, God? Hair God?
Oh, I'm not hair... If I was hair God, I would have hair.
Bald guys love doing this.
I
think it's mean.
Why? I feel bad.
Just let other guys go through it.
I feel bad for people that clearly are struggling. It's like watching an alcoholic... Just shaking and being like, oh, I'll go to meetings later. Sometimes you got to have an intervention. And I just think it's not there yet, but we're coming close to the intervention.
I think you need to mind your own business.
Dude, those power alleys are starting to become like old Ebbets Field. It's like 490 to dead center. You're not hitting any more home runs.
This brings up a great question. Who has the best hair at the fan?
I'd make the argument there might be two of us right here.
Danny. Do you see when
Danny's hair is,
when
yeah.
Danny grows his hair out,
he's got a nice flow.
Choice Swag's got good hair.
Swag's got great hair.
It's a great head of hair.
It's a nice feathery.
Yeah, and he can go short. He can go long. It's probably the most versatile hair at the Fan.
Yeah,
it's quite frankly, it pisses me off because he's in his 50s and it's like it's a phenomenal head of
hair.
Yeah,
I think it's Swigart.
When he grew his hair out, it was Barry Melrose esque, and I was very jealous.
All right. There is another segment of nothing. You're welcome.
True story.
See what happens when we get a new boss?
Yeah.
Do you think Dusty's listening right now? Let's test him.
Yeah, he's probably coaching something.
Well, he can't be coaching.
He
has to be listening to his radio station.
He's got good hair, too.
Test him. You should send him a text.
Nah, he's busy coaching. I know he's coaching.
What are we listening to right now? What are we talking about right now, Dusty? Text me.
That's not happening. Because if he was
if he doesn't text, then
if he was listening, he would be texting us.
Well, it might be he might be typing as you know.
I don't see
feverishly.
I don't see the bubbles.
Do you think he's listening on Sunday mornings and Saturday mornings and Saturday nights?
He will be shortly.
Jeff was.
Yeah.
Jeff would always listen.
Jeff was always listening.
I don't think Dusty's going to always listen. This is the beginning of the downfall of the Fan.
This is it right here.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
We may have something to do with that. Will is begging us to break.
I know, but I don't really care. We'll get to some hockey items next on The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Where I saw today that it has become official that the Utah Hockey Club will be called the Utah Mammoth.
Yeah, they did a nice job. The logos are pretty cool. Uniforms are slick. They did a nice video. It was a terribly kept secret.
Yeah, well, they leaked it.
Well, and they've known for months.
Didn't the Fans name it?
Yeah, they did a big fan vote. Well, originally they were going to be the Yeti, and then the Yeti Coolers said nope.
Yeah.
And then they did a fan vote, and the Mammoth has been known for about, I don't know, at least 6 months that it's going to be the Mammoth.
You know, when you're the Yeti Cooler,
yeah,
I would look at it the other way. Couldn't you lean into that? A nice sponsorship? And
yeah.
What is wrong with people constantly saying Yeti, right? Like, that's good for you residually, is it not? Why would they be so upset that the team would be called their name?
I don't know. But they
like, it'd be like the Portland Sooks. And well, sue them? No.
The hockey club tried to work with Yeti, and they even tried to come up with some sort of financial deal. Like a licensing thing to use it because they really wanted to be the Yeti, and they said they couldn't figure it out. So then it went to like Wasatch, Outlaws, and Mammoth, and they said the Mammoth was the overwhelming favorite. And Mammoths have been like, if you go to like the history museum there, Mammoth used to be all over the state of Utah, and so they have yeah, it's, it, it well, makes
I tell you
sense.
What, the Yeti, that is cool.
Yeah.
And I see why they chose that.
Yeah.
Mammoth, also cool, yeah. Not as cool as Yeti.
Yeah.
I will say, too, I'll corkscrew this in here because...
Tusks up, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Does anybody... Like, that's a major mistake to me.
You don't like that?
Well...
Tusks up?
Yeah, it's too hard to say.
Oh.
Like, tusks...
Yeah, I guess that is...
Like, why did you do it that way? Why not tusk up?
Tusk up.
Or something completely different.
You can't have one tusk up and one down. That'd be awkward. There's tusks.
No, but tusk up means like...
man up? Tusk up.
I don't know. I think tusks up is clunky and hard to say. And I don't understand why they would approve that. Like, there are so many people that sit in rooms and make these decisions. Like, these are very important high-dollar decisions.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed at how many of them have glaring holes like that.
Mm.
No one brought that up in the tusks up meeting.
Yeah, tusks up. I didn't think about that, but now that I say it,
yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
Why?
Red leather, yellow leather, the human torch was denied a bank loan.
And why all the ups? Guns up,
yeah.
Tusks up,
yeah.
Weens up. Or can we get more creative?
Yeah, you got to be up. Can't be down. Horns down. Yeah, I don't know. Tusks forward, maybe.
Tusks erect.
I like erect the tusk. Have you seen did you see the video?
No.
The little video they did was really cool.
Well, I like their colors. They're black, white, light, black, white, and light blue.
Yeah, they did glacier white, or was it glacier blue, snow white, and black rock? Because, you know, you have to name all the colors.
They are also the 11th major U.S. sports franchise whose team name does not end in S.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you name the 10?
Oh.
Off the top of your head.
Oh, God.
Miami me. Heat.
Yeah, that's one. Heat.
Jazz.
That's two.
Look at Big Will go.
There's no NFL teams, I'll tell you that. It's baseball, basketball, and hockey.
I'm trying to think.
Both Sox.
Wild.
Both Sox, Red Sox, White Sox. Yep.
Minnesota
the
Wild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
I'm trying to think of who else would be there.
You got two more in basketball.
Two more in
and
basketball.
The rest are hockey.
Blazers, Clippers.
No, that's wrong.
No, I'm just kind of rumbling through.
Trying to think of teams that end in like a weird, like,
yeah, like have a stupid name.
We already said Heat, right?
Yeah, you already said Heat.
Jazz, Heat, Red Sox, White Sox, Mammoth. You've got the Thunder.
Oh, there you
yeah.
Go.
You've got the Magic.
Hmm.
You have the Kraken.
Oh.
Yeah. We should have got that.
You have the Wild.
I already got that.
You have the Avalanche,
mm.
And you have the Lightning.
Look, I'll say of the recent expansion teams or renaming teams, I think the Mammoth is pretty good. I thought the Kraken, they did a really nice job with the Kraken. The Kraken works, and I think the Mammoth works.
Well, I think, look, if you at this stage of the game
yeah.
Get a pro sports franchise
yeah.
In your city, you better do something cool with it. I think, in other words, I think that we're in the era where the understanding is
you can't be the Cubs or the Bears, the Wildcats.
No, you're not going to create like the traditional, the history.
No.
You have to do something. Your brand has to be
yeah.
Spot on because of merch and, yeah. You know, like it's a big deal. You got to get it right.
Well, like the Timbers did it though, because that was a throwback, right? I mean, that we, and so they you could do that.
Could you argue that the Timbers, no matter what they were named or what their kit looked like, would be super popular no matter, I mean,
yeah.
I feel like
we were going to support
they
it.
They hit a home run.
The fact that they did it because the old Portland Timbers and you got the, you yeah. Know, the history of it. Like if we got a baseball team and you named it the Portland Mavericks, it would work.
That would work, yeah.
It would work.
Yeah.
Even though that's
no,
not,
that's true. Yeah,
that would work because you're paying homage to it. Or the Beavers or something like that, you know, that you... you know, we had the Rosebuds. Whatever you did, like when you do the connection to the city, that works. But I'm with you. Most of the time, you come up now, you got to do something a little unique.
Do something cool, man.
Kraken and Mammoth and all that. Like the Yeti would have been
Colorado Rockies.
I wanted to bring up the WNBA thing because I was the tusks up thing is so weird to me that nobody figured out that that's man, maybe there's better.
Tusks but, up for Harambe.
Whatever.
I'm going to do, instead, I'm doing that now. Tusks up for Harambe. Tusks. Tusk me, baby.
We had a thing here. Who sits in these rooms? We had a thing today where we were going to play the Liberty and Sabrina are going to come play in Eugene.
Yeah, they're doing this now, like they did with Caitlin Clark, and they did with like Angel Reese. They're taking the WNBA stars and they're bringing them to their college towns.
Yeah, it's very smart.
Yeah,
growing again. And they're going to love that down there. Mm-hmm. And Sabrina's going to play in Eugene again. And we were going to air the game.
Yeah,
but
they said no.
Yeah, the WNBA said, well, it has to be blacked out in Portland.
Because we are going to have
a franchise.
Even though
we don't even have a name for our franchise.
No, but
it's like, who makes these, like, seriously, dude, yeah. Somebody can't have some common sense over there and go, hey, it might be a good thing that the WNBA is on the major station in Portland. That might be good for our product. No, we've got a black, like, come on, man.
God. For fear that we're not going to fill Matthew Knight Arena, dude, that thing is going to be packed for that.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
So anyway, I thought of that.
We tried to bring you that game.
And we can't.
And we cannot.
So don't complain to us about it. Complain to Dusty about everything else. So anyway, that's what reminded me of the Tusks up thing. Like,
well, getting a team, one of the coolest things is name. It's like when you get a pet. That's why it bothers me when people get a pet and they're lazy about it. Come up with something cool. Naming something, it's like having a kid.
Oh, maybe it's cool to them. Or it's named after someone, you know.
You gotta take it seriously.
Well, I think they do. It's just that just because you don't like it doesn't mean... Now, a team name is a little different. Like, because that represents the whole community.
Yes.
That for a person and a pet, it's a little different. It's just, it's like, their little dog.
I'm sorry, when you name your dog Spot... I mean, my God.
I don't know a dog named Spot.
Oreo, because, it's black and white, and we name it Oreo. It's just...
God, you're so judgy.
Don't let your kid name
it. How about you shut the hell up?
Come up with something good,
Aren't
Molly.
You not supposed to be a hater today? Isn't that the whole thing?
No, it's the American grump out.
Yeah, you're being
grumpy. And he's being very grumpy.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, where is Winnipeg? Can we talk about that?
You don't know where Winnipeg is?
Well, I had to look it up.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know it's in Canada, but I was like, God, where are they? Well, I'm fascinated by Winnipeg.
Okay.
Because Winnipeg...
Yeah, you were talking about this yesterday. I'm not sure why you're fascinated by Winnipeg.
Because it's Winnipeg.
Because you're fascinated by Winnipeg because
it's
Winnipeg.
Is there a more obscure city that has a major professional sports
franchise? Yes,
one. There's only one.
Only one.
And that's only by population. To us, Winnipeg is more obscure than Green Bay.
I don't think it is.
I think it is. Because it's in Canada. But it has more people.
Yes.
Anyway. We'll talk about that next. And we'll get to the Battle Royale on video at PNC Park. Coming up, here's Will. By the way, neither of us got a text from Dusty, which means he is not listening.
No.
So his tenure as our new brand manager is already off to a raucous start.
Wait, I don't think he's officially the brand manager, isn't he? I thought it starts Monday.
Well, I think they said his first day is Monday, but that's not true, as you know, because, we have a new GM who's drinking from a fire hose,
yeah.
And we've got a new brand manager who's drinking from... It's like, it'd be nice to start Monday. I think that gives him some time to slide in, but listen, he's already telling us to promote X, Y, and Z. And
oh, yeah, by the way...
Yeah, you should tell him that.
The Fan Golf Classic.
Yeah.
How many years? 11, 13,
where's the sheet?
And
new a one. Lot.
A lot. The Allot Annual Fan Golf Classic.
Where did it go?
I don't know.
We had a read sheet in here.
Look, we're off.
There it is.
We're not doing anyone any favors.
See, I told you, Dusty better listen or else, like, if he thinks that...
How about this?
If he thinks that primetime is just going to be fine without him listening, he's wrong.
Your local Toyota dealers present the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic out of Langdon Farms, Tuesday, June 24th. Bottom line is this. The afternoon round, almost gone. Morning round, filling up, get on the morning round. So if you want to play in this thing, and you do because it kicks ass, the morning is where you need to go. So tenantofthefan.com, get your foursome, come join us in the morning. We'll all be out there hanging out, having a grand old time. So do it. Afternoon round, filling up, morning round is where we need to get people to jump on those.
Needless to say, he's got a lot going on,
yeah.
And he's got to find his own replacement. So he's already knee deep in brand manager.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Well, there we go. Now we're doing what we're asked to
do. And I'm sure he's on corporate emails right and left. God.
You're disgusted by anything corporate.
Well, no, just our corporate.
A rousing start.
What do you mean?
This Dusty off to a rousing start dealing with you.
You signed up for it.
That's true.
Little bitch.
I hope Jeff warned him. I've sat in those corporate meetings with you. Buckle up, fan man.
What are you going to do, fire me? Okay.
just go back to Rob. You paying attention? Nope. Concerns all of us. Okay.
Well, I did learn. I got to give another shout out to Jeff real quick.
Yeah.
I did learn.
Well, I thought you learned about Winnipeg.
Well, we'll talk about Winnipeg, but I learned. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, he was listening. He says, I was listening. I'm not texting you unless I get complaints.
They said, great read. And then he said, great read for the Fangolf Classic, Jackasses.
Oh, well, I'm taking that to HR.
I don't think we have an HR.
Do we have an HR?
I don't think so.
No. Oh, well, we do have HR, but I think they're in Seattle. I think. What was I telling you?
I thought the 11th annual Fangolf Classic read was dynamite.
I tell you what. I love Dusty. You love Dusty.
Morning rounds. Let's go. TennyToTheFan.com.
Dusty was a great hire as brand manager for The Fan. He really was. Yes. We love Dusty.
I have said this many times. He's going to do a great job. No offense to you. Dusty here, my favorite person that I've ever worked with at The Fan.
Oh. Oh, whatever. Anyway, what was I telling you? Oh, the only way Dusty and I's relationship is going to fail is if he does not protect us from corporate the way Jeff did. Because I found out after Jeff left.
Yeah, he boxed out well.
Dude, he boxed out big time. Yeah.
He was like our Buck Williams. That man would throw an elbow for you.
But we didn't really know it.
No.
And now
he's doing the dirty work.
He's gone. And Dusty has to take over that role.
Yeah.
We'll see how well he does.
It's hard to be down there in the paint working, you know.
Yeah, because they come at you from all sides.
It's a thankless job. You know, it's not 3-and-D. No, man, you're not getting shots up. No, no, no. You're just down there in the paint. You're Bill Laimbeer at that point.
Well, anyway, in our attempt to talk about literally nothing all day for the entire show, I will give you a little Winnipeg love here.
Yeah. I like that you only now found out where Winnipeg was.
Well, I knew kind of where it was, but I didn't know exactly.
Did you know it was in Manitoba, or did I just...
I don't know the provinces very well.
Did I just tell you? Is that the first time you knew that it was in Manitoba when I just said it's in Manitoba?
If you asked me what province it was in, I would have said Saskatchewan.
Ah, you would be wrong.
So whatever.
Be wrong by a lot.
I don't know my Canadian geography. So that's why when I saw the Winnipeg Jets the other night, what prompted this was that goal where they scored with like 2 seconds left.
Yeah.
And I saw their crowd and I went, oh my God, that crowd, that was so cool. What a cool moment for those fans. And then I was like, well, wait, they're in Winnipeg. There is nothing in Winnipeg. What the hell's in Winnipeg? Where's Winnipeg? So many questions. So I had to go Google all the questions.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know, this is great. Pro sports should be in cities like Winnipeg.
Yes.
Like Green Bay, because they're small and there's nothing else going on in them for the most part. So their fans.
They're rabid.
It's just, there's something about that is so much better than Philadelphia or Boston or whatever.
This is why I want, even though my favorite team is the Detroit Red Wings, I want a team from Canada to win the Stanley Cup. You imagine if a team from Winnipeg or Edmonton or Calgary, Toronto, it would be crazy to do, but Toronto's a big city. But imagine what it would mean to a place like Winnipeg if they won a Stanley Cup. Literally every single person in that city would lose their S. And like, you're right. Like when you see that goal celebration and everyone in the arena and then outside of it,
it's different than if that happened in Detroit.
I would agree.
So
by the way, did you also know, fun Winnipeg Jets fact.
I think I do know this.
Because we were talking about the Mammoth.
I do knew that.
Do you know the connection?
Of what?
We were talking about the Utah Mammoth because we're a hockey show now.
The connection from what to what?
The Utah, my God. The Utah Mammoth. What are we talking about right now?
The Winnipeg Jets, I thought.
Do you know, and do you know the connection between the Winnipeg Jets again. And the Utah Mammoth?
One's in Utah and one's in Canada.
The Utah Mammoth were the Winnipeg Jets.
What?
So the original Winnipeg Jets got relocated to Arizona and became the Arizona Coyotes. The Arizona Coyotes moved to Utah and became the Utah Mammoth.
I can't say I knew that. The Utah club is the old Arizona club?
And that's the old Winnipeg club.
Yeah, okay. I knew the Winnipeg used to have a team.
Yes.
But I didn't know what happened to them.
Yes. They went to Arizona to Utah. So the Utah Mammoth are actually the Winnipeg Jets. Fun fact, the Winnipeg Jets are not, they're not the original Winnipeg Jets, nor are they the second version of the Winnipeg Jets. They're the Utah Thrashers.
Oh, come on.
Or not Utah, excuse me, Atlanta Thrashers. So Winnipeg lost their team to Arizona. Arizona lost their team to Utah. Atlanta got a team that was the Atlanta Thrashers because the original team in Atlanta was the Atlanta Flames, and they became the Calgary Flames. So they get a second team in Atlanta called the Atlanta Thrashers, and then they moved and were bought by the Winnipeg Group, who brought them to Winnipeg, where they renamed them the Winnipeg Jets. So this Winnipeg Jets are not actually the Winnipeg Jets.
So the Winnipeg Jet, the Winnipegians,
yes,
have long resented many teams.
Yes,
they hate Arizona. They hate Atlanta. They probably hate this new Utah team.
Yes,
they hate.
They hated Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
But then they get their. Then they get the Jets back.
Yeah.
And now,
so it's kind of like
all is right.
When you think about it, the Cleveland Browns are actually the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
The Cleveland Browns that we know of, the Cleveland Browns, that was a brand new team. But this team, the Winnipeg, isn't. They got moved from Atlanta. Hockey over.
Yeah, that's why when I was wondering that, because I knew that they used to be there. But then when I looked at their franchise index on Hockey Reference, it only said from like 2002.
Yeah. Because all the records and stuff go with the
team. Utah team.
But they, like the Sonics, left the team name behind. The city of Winnipeg got to keep.
That's what they need to do.
Yeah. But it's weird because, the Winnipeg history is actually in Utah.
But that's what
now.
They did. Yeah.
So it's weird. Very strange.
Well, anyway, Winnipeg, the population equivalent of a team in the United States for Winnipeg is Colorado Springs.
Really?
I want you to think about that. Yes, because there's only like 800,000 people there.
Yeah.
So it'd be like a team in Little Rock, Arkansas.
It would be awesome.
That's crazy.
I would be all about it. I think that'd be so kick-ass if you brought a team to a place like that.
Now,
the
smallest U.S. city that has a major pro sports franchise, of course, is Green Bay. There's only 105,000 people up there.
And yet it's one of the most rabid fan bases.
To my point.
In the world.
Famous Winnipegians.
That I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you because I looked it up.
Okay.
Monty Hall.
Really? The Let's Make a Deal?
Yeah. And Anna Paquin, the actress.
From True Blood fame.
I tell you what, outside of that, slim pickings.
Really?
And if you go to Winnipeg, while you're there, you can visit the Canadian Museum of Human Rights.
Okay.
Or you can go on a 5-night polar bear experience where you see polar bears in their natural habitat.
Oh. Well, that is cool.
But you have to fly out of Winnipeg to do it. So I don't know why that's on the things to do in Winnipeg, but maybe that's just because you can fly from you have to fly from Winnipeg to Churchill, and then you go dog sledding and you take tundra buggies to view the beasts.
Dude, that's pretty kick ass, but it's not really
Winnipeg.
No, that'd be like if you flew to Portland and then went to the coast.
Right.
To see like whales.
Top things to do in Portland. Leave it.
Yeah. That's like when you go to Calgary, you know, their big thing is a rodeo.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding.
It's like a big deal.
When you go to Calgary, they will not shut up about the Calgary Rodeo. And no offense to Calgary, but I think that says something about your city.
Yeah, that certainly does. Vancouver, BC is great.
Love Vancouver.
Toronto is great.
Mm-hmm.
Quebec I've been to, and that's great, but it's very French.
Mm.
So,
you know, Quebec is now the Colorado Avalanche.
Of course they are.
They were the Quebec Nordiques and now the Colorado Avalanche.
So what is the best real Canadian city?
Toronto, like, hands down.
But Toronto's, I mean, I know it's a real Canadian city, but it's so big and international.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying like quintessential Canadian maybe would be a better word for it.
Then it's not Vancouver because Vancouver is so many transplants and it's San Francisco.
Yes. I think
Edmonton, wouldn't it?
Oh, there you go. That's pretty good.
Because no one goes that or like Saskatchewan, maybe.
Well, Saskatchewan's a province.
Sorry, Saskatoon.
Yeah, if you were to say the quintessential city that isn't like super big, you'd probably go Edmonton. Yeah.
Well, I gotta tell you,
if you wanted Ottawa, maybe.
Oh, Ottawa, that's a good one. Ain't much in Winnipeg, I can tell you that.
No.
I had to do some digging.
Although Canada's got fun names because you got Red Deer, you got Big Beaver, you know, you got Regina. There's all kinds of those fun things up in Canada.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Regina.
Vagina?
No, Regina.
Regina.
The Pats.
It makes me sad.
All right, well.
It's no Big Beaver, though.
There is Hockey Talk.
He's born in Big Beaver by the borderline.
It qualifies as Hockey Talk, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think we all learned something about. Yeah.
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
All right, how about whipping fans with belts?
Ooh, that's not good.
It happened.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, I saw it. It whipped the hell out of him.
That's coming up next on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
And finally, before we goof off some more, because we have the club coming up.
We've been very focused today.
What's going on at PNC Park?
Yeah, all hell's breaking loose.
What's going on there?
Well, the dude flung himself over the damn railing, and now we got...
Ooh.
What?
Did you see the new video of that? There's new video of that.
Oh, no, I saw the... I mean, I guess I saw the video of it. It's like a different angle.
There's a new one, yeah. There's one now that showed that was somebody sitting behind the guy,
mm-hmm.
and it shows exactly how he fell out of the stands.
Okay.
And he...
Yeah, look like he jumped up on the railing.
Well, yeah, I mean...
I see it here.
He did, but it's just... It's more... It's way... Like, it's filming him basically doing it.
Yeah.
And he jumps out of his seat because somebody hit a double or something.
Yeah.
And he jumps out of his seat almost like a frog.
Yeah, and he puts his feet up on the railing.
Feet kind of hit the railing, and then he goes topsy-turvy
over. Well, and they said that the inning before, if it lets you know what state he's in, he ripped off his shirt and poured a beer on himself the inning before when they scored.
Yeah, he was housed. They said he broke his neck, collarbone, and his back, but he's up and walking already, and he's going to
really?
Live. Yeah, he's going to live.
So he broke his neck, back, and collarbone, and he's like, I'm fine. Goes to show you, man, if you're going to fall from great heights, be drunk, because you're so loosey-goosey, you know. Alcohol, is there anything you can't do?
I think what you just described is basically, if you're drunk all the time, it's better.
Yeah. And if
except when driving.
That's true. But if you're going to fall from 21 feet...
Be drunk.
Be drunk.
So now... The latest viral video from PNC Park in Pittsburgh is we have an usher beating a fan with his belt. Now, this is a wild video, but it turns out that the kid, and I call him a kid, he looked pretty young. He was in his 20s.
He's got a beard and stuff, so he's a young man.
Well, that's the fan. Yeah. I'm talking about the kid, the Pirates kid.
Oh.
He looked like a kid. He was pretty young, but tall. But he looked pretty young. Anyway... The fan looks like he's maybe in his 30s. He's a white guy with a beard.
Yeah.
Apparently, what's come out now is that this kid for the Pirates was stepping in to help a female colleague who was being confronted by two fans.
Oh.
This guy being one of them. Mm. So this kid was helping his female colleague.
So that wasn't in the video.
That part was not in the video. All you see in the video when the video starts is them kind of getting face to face.
They're face to face, and then my man, the worker, drops a two piece on him. He drops a he beats the crap out of the guy.
It took him a minute to get there.
Yeah,
but you could see the moment in the worker's eyes.
Yeah, he's had enough.
Where he had had enough, and he was going to throw down.
And he does, dude. He catches the guy with a couple shots. The guy's glasses goes, and
oh, he's bleeding for sure.
The dude who was getting punched, dude, that's a pathetic effort. That guy wanted no part of that beef.
Well, but then
some other people.
Drunk guys always do this.
Yeah.
He wanted no part of that beef. He was going to clearly get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
He gets bloodied, and then he does the tough guy thing.
Yeah.
Because I guess guys feel like they have to do this.
Yeah, you took
he
an
takes
ass
his
whooping.
Backpack yeah. off. He takes his coat off. He puts his hat on the garbage can, and he's like, all right, now let's go.
It's this jacket and my little backpack that was keeping me from throwing down.
So now they're doing the old fist, like walking in circles, like they're going to hit each other, which
30
is such styles a dumb,
boxing.
I mean, if you're going to just go for it, you. Anyway. It takes another probably a minute, but the fan keeps spitting on the kid, and there's blood all over the guy's shirt now, kid's shirt now.
Yeah.
And that prompts the kid to then take off his belt and start whipping the guy. It's the damnedest thing.
I'll tell you what, dude. That's a 10-8 round right there. My man took an ass kicking. Took an ass kicking and then got a whipping.
Yeah, he got him multiple times.
Yeah.
And listen, I got to ask this question.
Let hit you with a belt.
If you're in one with a dude, as I'm sure you have been, would it ever cross your mind to take off your belt and use it?
It's the second most disrespectful thing you could do. The first is the slap.
Slapping, yeah.
But taking off the belt means you present no challenge to me whatsoever. So I'm going to take my time, remove my belt, and beat you like I'm your dad. That is the second most emasculating thing you can do to another grown man is to whip him with your belt.
So all the guy got from taking off from getting ready to fight was a whipping from the kid's belt. He just looks so bad. They said they suspended the kid. Of course, they had to release a statement saying, "Oh, we cannot." And you can't. I mean, come on, you can't have that. You work for the Pirates, dude. But at the same time, I am so in the corner of the kid.
What did I say the other day? Someone was like, "Man, it's Sook's answer to everything is to be violent." No. That's not true.
Well, it kind of is.
No, that's not true.
Your propensity for violence.
Do I have
He said your propensity for violence is troubling, and he's right.
Look, do I have violent tendencies at times? Yes. But I've worked very hard to control them. All I said this the other day, and I will repeat it. We live in a world where too many dip-esses like Backpack Guy here think that there's no consequences to their actions. And if more people were like this security guard and you were going to take a whooping, maybe people wouldn't be out there acting like complete and total jackasses. And I love it when some dude is pushing around a female employee and then someone's like, yeah, you don't get to do that. And he's like, what are you going to do about it? The next time someone says, what are you going to do about it? The response should always be, you're going to get punched in the face. Because that you are asking the question. I guarantee that, guys, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What I'm going to do is I'm going to bloody you, and then I'm going to take off my belt and beat you like I'm your dad.
I think that's exactly why that guy says your propensity for violence is a little troubling. I would never do that, but I do see that point
right?
where it's like this. That did make me root. I don't think that's how they should have handled it.
No.
But that did make me root for the kid.
But that kid, it looks like that employee gave that guy every chance to just walk away.
Oh, for sure. No, there is no question that that guy with the beard deserved that.
Yes.
Well, he kind of did.
That's all I'm saying is like, on almost every confrontation, you have a chance to just be like, dude, we're not doing this. We're walking away. But no one wants to be the lesser man. And so you get the dude that's like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And one of you eventually needs to be like, okay, if this is what you want, here it is, pow. And then you get lit up. That dude,
dude
in the backpack is going to be a better person for taking that ass kick.
What I really like is that the Pirates did not fire the kid. Yes. I bet you he keeps his job, which I think is great.
I hope so.
even though he maybe needs to go to classes.
Well, you know.
A little troubling.
Hey, I liked it. I liked it. It was good technique, and the belt. The belt was a cherry
on top.
A lot
of people were stepping in, and they were not stopping that kid.
No. Which is, I want to see what that guy was doing. If he
was. Yeah, we need to know what was being said.
I need to know what was being said.
And we're going to, we'll find out.
Yeah.
It'll come out.
I'm just saying, when you're drunk and you get in another man's face, it's shocking to me the number of people that get in someone's face with like their hands down and have no like concept that a punch could be coming. It just makes no sense. You're literally talking S, you're face to face with someone. At no point in your head do you think to yourself, a punch may be coming my way. And then they're completely shocked when it happens. Like, no, the consequences of my actions.
What percentage of people who bow up like that?
Yeah.
Really want to fight.
Like 3%.
Exactly.
Then so, don't bow up.
Well, right. But I think they are operating on the assumption that nobody wants to fight. So we're just going to, I have to look tough here. No. I'm not going to be tough. I have to look tough.
When you do it.
But every once in a while you run into a guy like this.
Exactly. You better be prepared for my security guard there.
Or.
You see the black shoes and the brown khakis and you think nothing's about to happen. That guy's about that life.
Or it just becomes like a slap fight. He's on your level.
Yeah.
Neither of you can fight. And then it's just like, okay, well.
No, that guy wasn't. That's not that security guard. That's not his first rodeo.
All right. We get into hot conclave talk to kick off the club next on The Fan.